now. It's hard to believe it's that time of the year again. Kids are back at school. The autumn is setting in and schools around the country are now starting to think about the year that's coming up. And I'm delighted to say that I'm joined in studio by Prí Vidda of Gaeilge Scoil Corán here in Youghal, Catriona Ní Ríodha. And Catriona, you're very welcome.
Gurb Margaret, Linda.
Where did that summer go, tell me?
Oh, it went so quickly, Linda. But I think it was a summer that everybody was looking forward to, really, following 2 years of COVID. And I think the weather really helped. And there's no doubt but that people made the most of it and came back refreshed and revived.
Now, kids have started school again. The Nina and Bioga are back in. They're settled in. But now's the time to start thinking about enrolling your kids for next year, isn't it?
Absolutely, Linda. So we have 26 Nina and Bioga students in Gaeilge Scoil Corán this year. They're almost 3 weeks into it now at this stage and settling very well. Even as Prí Vidda, I can see the progression. I can see the children moving from words to phrases to full sentences as Gaeilge. And it's fantastic just to see the way that the children can completely come in, some of them coming maybe from a Nianra where they had a certain exposure, more coming where they mightn't have had the same level of exposure, but how they pick up the words and phrases is absolutely amazing and they adapt and it becomes second nature. It's fantastic to see it.
And there is a certain amount of reservation, isn't there? Particularly on the parents' part where they're going, it's Gaeilge Scoil and I don't speak Irish. And sure, how am I going to send my child there because I don't speak it? And there is that fear factor. But kids pick this up. It's incredible how kids who have no experience of Irish can just pick it up straight away, can't they?
They can. And that reservation is understandable in the sense that I suppose if a parent, maybe if they're coming from a background whereby Irish wasn't really their thing or wasn't something that they were very exposed to themselves other than being taught as one subject in primary school, I can completely understand the reservation that some parents may have. But I suppose all I can say to people and to parents out there that once they come into us, once they're immersed in the language, we do Thumadach is where they're immersed for the first year, they have no difficulty whatsoever in picking up the language. They develop a love for the language. You have the culture that goes with it as well. And I would have thought junior infants, Nina and Bioga, myself in the school many years ago when I started 20 years ago. And I saw it firsthand and I see it every year, how they pick it up so easily. And it's not something to be feared. But I do understand the fear that's there. But if people could get over that maybe and realise that it is, the children are taught exactly the same in any other, as they would be in any other school, but completely through the medium of the Irish language, and they learn the English language as well, following their year of exposure in the Thumadachas method. But it's just great and it's fantastic to see how the children adapt and the other areas in which it facilitates and supports as well.
Problem for a lot of parents is, how am I going to help them with their homework? Mm-hmm. I have to say, since my kids started the Gaeilge Scoil, I have more Irish words than I've ever had. And their homework is actually more than manageable, even if you have no experience of the Irish language.
Yes, and I suppose the homework that is given to the children, in infants in particular, it's not a major burden for the kids. It's very doable. It's based on what they've covered in class. And it gives the parents an opportunity as well to begin to learn the words and the phrases and to remind themselves of the various words that they had learned themselves. Particularly if they don't have the language and the fluency themselves. And then as they move up through the various years in primary school, the children have developed a better grasp themselves at that stage to be able to support themselves with it. And so in the main, it's not a difficulty for the children. The homework we try to keep to a minimal and that it's based on work covered in class. I suppose in the Gaeilge Scoil, we try to do our best to, I suppose, give the children every support we can when they're in school and when they're in class. And the homework then is based on, you know, what has been covered throughout the day, but maybe to a much smaller extent. So I would say to parents, you know, not to be discouraged by that. There are plenty of supports and facilities there in terms of, you know, even we have open communication with the class teacher if the parent has any concern about homework, anything like that, and extra support can be provided. And we're hoping to open our first club of Bravalia, our homework club as well, which should help to support many parents, maybe not so much in the infant classes because they have very little homework at that stage, and maybe the younger classes, but definitely as they move up along, maybe from second to sixth class, if the children would need any extra support, that they can get that support.
Yeah, it's brilliant. So if people are listening to this, how do they go about enrolling their child for 23/24 at this stage? It's hard to say it, but
yes, yeah. Well, every school in the country, the rules have changed in terms of the enrolment process. So every school is obliged to issue a notice to all parents and to the public as to when they're commencing their process, how long parents have to apply, when parents will get notification as to whether or not their child has received a place, etc. So in our case, on Thursday, October 6th, we'll hold an open evening from 2 to 3:30. And that's an opportunity for parents, not only of new incoming infants, but maybe parents of current infants as well who haven't seen the school due to COVID. And we're very conscious of that, that many parents, because of COVID, hadn't the opportunity maybe to see the classroom, maybe even meet the class teachers, SNAs. And so that open day is open to prospective parents of children who would like to enrol their children this year or maybe in a few years' time, current infant parents. From 2 to 3:30, and really in the hall we'll have different classes maybe giving a little taster of songs and different things that they do. The principal's address, I will address the parents from 2:30 to 3:00 just to give parents a brief idea as to what the school provides and the wonderful work that is done in the school daily and weekly and yearly. And then after that the parents will have a chance to visit the various classrooms in the school and meet the teachers that are there and have a little chat with them to put their minds at ease regarding the work, the Gaeilge and the ethics of the school. Following that, then on the second Monday of October, Linda, which is the 10th of October, we commence our enrolment process officially. But for any parents out there from today onwards who would like to enrol their child, they can complete an expression of interest form that can be found on the school website underneath the section which says admissions, or just ring up the school office 024 93547, or an email can be sent to gaelscoilcorran@outlook.com just to fill out an expression of interest form, and contact can be made directly then with those parents when we're sending out the enrolment forms. If parents haven't sent one out, they can request an enrolment form from the school anytime from the 10th of October onwards. So parents then have until the 21st of November to submit their applications to the school. And following the 21st, then we have 1 week then whereby we will notify the parents, we'll process the applications and notify parents on the 28th of November as to whether their child or children, in the case of maybe twins, have received a place or not. And the parents have until the 12th of December then to accept the place or not. And so it's a very straightforward process, and any parent out there who's maybe worried about it or concerned about it or maybe has any queries about it or is unsure about it, they're more than welcome to contact the school, and either our Rooney Anya or myself would speak to them about it.
Brilliant. Now, if it was a scenario whereby for whatever circumstances you needed to enrol your child maybe mid-school year, is that possible as well?
Absolutely. And it does happen from time to time. Maybe a family is new and has moved to the area, or maybe parents have decided that, look, that they would like for their children to be educated through the medium of the Irish language, or maybe there are certain aspects of the school and school life that they would like for their child to be involved in. So those enrolments, I suppose, are processed a little bit differently, but just that the parent would receive an application form. They'd fill out the application form, and then we'd look to see, and by all means, if there were spaces in those classes, if they weren't already in numbers beyond 32, 33, and based on needs, etc., more than likely we would have a space for those parents. You know, so we don't have a difficulty in we're not oversubscribed, so we don't have a difficulty in that regard.
Yeah, brilliant. And again, yeah, it comes back to contact the school and ask the question, really, isn't
Absolutely,
it?
Absolutely, to contact the school, and we're more than willing to support parents and to help parents. And parents can meet with me too if they had reservations. Maybe if it was a case that their child maybe had very little Gaeilge, we might be suggesting then that maybe if they were looking to enrol them maybe into maybe the higher classes, fifth and sixth class, we'd have to have a conversation then about how could we support them there. But in the main, we've had many children who have moved to us and have reported that they're extremely happy that they made that move.
Now, you've had loads of exciting projects happen over the years. I know over the summer there was lots of jobs happening in the school as well. And of course, you've just launched your brand new Lotto, haven't you?
Absolutely. So I suppose we're always looking to see how can we improve various things in the school and provide, I suppose, the best education for the children, the best, I suppose, atmosphere in the school for the children to feel that they can grow and develop as individuals, but also as well as that to improve the actual building and to improve the facilities in the school. So before I get on to the Lotto, this year we had a total electrical upgrade of the school. So we applied with the help of local engineer John Gainey, who was extremely helpful for... And we applied, I suppose, to have the whole school rewired in the front door, out the back door. And that was done at a cost of €380,000 to the department. And we were delighted to secure that funding. And what a fantastic job they did. It's unbelievable. We have a public announcement system in the school. We've our
you don't know yourselves.
And we don't know ourselves, really. We've all LED lighting. It's fantastic, the work that they did. And in other years, we moved from oil to gas as well, just more efficient methods. And we also had the whole fire alarm system completely changed in the school. And we've many other projects in the pipeline as well, just to constantly improve the school. And moving on to the Lotto, yes, the Lotto is a fantastic, I suppose, new addition to our school, and led mainly by Corlin the Shdi, by the chairperson, Sammy Revens, and supported by myself in my role as principal and by the school and the board of management. And it's a way to get people involved in the school and to raise funds for the school so as to improve technology in the school. Our main aim, Linda, is to try and have class sets of iPads and tablets in the classrooms to support the learning needs of all students in the class and to give them, I suppose, a better opportunity to be able to maybe display project work and different work that they have on the laptop, and to prepare them as well for post-primary school or on the iPads and tablets. So that's our aim. And the Lotto, it's very simple. A link has been sent out to all parents on our internal system, Aladdin. It has been on the school Facebook page, and locally you'll see it. People can scan the QR code at the just at the railing of the school. We've a notice up there, and simply play for €2.50 it is for one line, or €5 for three lines. And a draw takes place each Thursday at 8 o'clock, and our first draw will be on the 29th of this month of September. And whoever is picked from the draw will say is given a prize, and we'll make a big deal about that. And luckily, if somebody is lucky to win the jackpot, it can creep up to €2,000. So, and then if the jackpot is won,
not a bad prize to win now at all. Sure, it's not.
Be great, Linda. And if the jackpot is won, then obviously we start the process again. So it's great, and it's to involve the community. And there are many past parents out there, there are many businesses out there, there are many past students out there, and it's to keep those links alive and to do something fun and innovative, and at the same time to raise necessary funds to support technology in the school and the needs of the children.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fantastic cause. I saw the link on your Facebook page. You had the link to the Lotto and that. I know the kids came home last week with QR codes, and I'm sure it's up on the website as well, probably, isn't it?
It'll be on the school website as well. So parents can just scroll down and they'll see Lotto, and it, you know, we'll share it regularly. We'll share it regularly on Facebook, and we'd ask all parents and all members of the community to share it widely and let everybody take a share in the jackpot if were it to be won. Yeah.
Listen, it's a fantastic, I can testify to it, and I know I'm biased because both my kids are over there. It's a fantastic school. You have great facilities over there. I mean, you really do have a grow for the Irish language over there, and the kids come out and they love it. It's well worth, if you have any questions about enrolment or anything, just remind people, Katrina, how do they go about that?
Yeah, it is, Linda. And I suppose before I move on to that, just as you say, in relation to the children being able to learn and pick up the language, I mean, we have one Ukrainian student in total in the school, and that child, it's so heartwarming for all of us to see the way that that child has picked up the language, embraced it, immersed in it, and it's heartwarming to see that the language is open there for everybody and that people can pick it up, and as do all the other children in the school as well. So it's something that has opened our own eyes as a staff to the fact that, you know, people can pick up the language from a young age and embrace it and develop a love for it. So in terms of, we have our open day on the 6th of October. As I said, all parents are welcome to come in from 2 to 3:30. And we'll share this again widely on our Facebook page. And then on the 10th of October, we commence formally the process of accepting enrolment applications. Any parents who have submitted an expression of interest, they'll be posted out to them, the application. And parents who haven't, they'd make contact with the school and we can send out the form. The parents will have until the 21st of November then to submit their applications to the school. And then on the 28th, parents will be notified whether they have a place or not in the school. And as I said, we have plenty of places, and the more the merrier. We would be delighted to accept, you know, children into the school and to support them in every way possible. And as I said, not for people to see the Gaeilge as a barrier, because, you know, my own experience, it's fantastic. And then on the 12th of December, we'll be able to confirm then with parents.
Brilliant. Katrina, as always, it's a pleasure to have you
over
here. Katrina Nerida, Prívida of Gaelscoil Caron here in Youghal. Thanks a mil.